So there truly is a relationship operating system, whether it's in a human relationship or it's in the relationship won for us at the cross through Jesus Christ and the power of the resurrection. This relationship habit is a talking, listening, repeatedly habit. And everyone has a spiritual dream, so this is relevant to people. So today we're going to go deeper with that and talk about the seven connections. And again, I am amazed in how Professor Steve Elzinga back in the 1990s really was inspired to, you know, talk about the seven connections. And I was there when he was articulating that and giving input in this whole process. And I praise the Lord for just trying to understand. You know, we were back then all into doing evangelism in terms of its how to look at it as awesome core. What is it? And we found it was that common dream. And have you asked someone, maybe you've had an opportunity to ask your spouse, what's your spiritual dream? Have you thought about that yourself? So today we're going to go deeper into the seven connections and ask ourselves, okay, so then a connection is a walk with God. So connection is a walk with God. And the fact is, you minister out of the reality of your walk with God. The metaphor of walk with God appears hundreds of times in the Bible. So, you know, get this. So, this is not just an intellectual discussion about, you know, how someone comes to know God and how it is. As a minister, your ministry, the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Word of God, if it is not for you, who is it for? This is so fundamental. You minister out of your walk with God. And the walk idea, whenever you see the word walk with God, you know, your walk, it's many times in the Psalms, you'll see it in the New Testament, be careful how you walk, you know, as you walk, you know, that is, you know, a metaphor. You know, in the time of Noah, you know, Enoch walked with God and was no more. So that's that walk, that's that connection idea. So as you walk with God, you minister out of that walk with God. So let's remember that foundational habit here. That foundational habit, talking is equals prayer. And so that aspect of prayer, we actually have a prayer class here at Christian Leaders Institute by which you can go even deeper in prayer. So what is it? Well, it could be formal or informal prayer habits. It could be worship. It could be personal, congregational worship. And we're going to talk about how the various connections work with this habit. It could be singing. It could be fasting, communion, reciting scripture, where you're reciting prayers. In some traditions, it's speaking in tongues. So there is that foundational habit of prayer. There's also the habit of listening, and ultimately listening in a relationship with God is His words or the Word of God. And again, some people could say that God does speak in His creation too, but His Word of God, the Bible, is very specific as this is the redemption book, this is the life book, this is the walk with God book. So connecting to the Word of God through the Holy Spirit. In a lot of ways, we've called that devotions. Maybe it's relating to journaling. The journaling part could be the prayer part. The listening part could be putting scriptures down that affect your life. It's very much this dialogue, a relationship. Again, it could be devotions, study, listening to sermons, recalling memorized passages, In some traditions, they would talk about words of knowledge. It could be a word of knowledge, interpretations. In some traditions, as the liturgy is being shared, the word of God is opening up into your heart. It could be the singing of Christian hymns in music, media, and more. So there are many examples of how this foundational habit of talking and listening, and then it comes down to the repeated part. And what is the repeatedly aspect like? Well, it's those habits of your life, the habits of your heart, the habits of your relationship with God. A regular tendency or practice, a relational habit. You know, I think about how relationships thrive with habits. You know, some I think we don't even think about, but they're just so much in our life we don't even think too much about it. For instance, I have a habit, so going to work, do my work, I have a habit of coming to my house. Now, that's a powerful habit. It creates proximity. As families grow up, the habits of being together. We don't have families and then send, our kids, off somewhere else to be in that family. No, they're in our home. So much of the relational stuff is the function of seeing one another. And, sometimes you see one another and, it's just kind of rote, or it's just see them high and so forth. But out of those habits, amazing things occur. I have heard the story of many people in the liturgical family tree of the church worldwide. And they'll talk sometimes about like going through the habit of the liturgy, and at some point the Holy Spirit came and changed their heart. And again, very subtly they'll often say. But I also see where, someone's in a habit in a more Pentecostal church. And so from child on, they're watching some of the amazing healings and other things that are going on in the worship. And at some point, through that habit, the Holy Spirit entered into their own world and their own life. So these things we do repeatedly become really important. So relational habit with God is talking, prayer types of things, Bible reading, listening, the Word of God types of things, and repeatedly the habits we place in our life. So let's talk about how these habits are understood in seven key connections in our life that create a tapestry, that create a pattern for our existence that helps us make sense and categorize our priorities and even make priorities based upon the knowledge of these habits. So the first habit is, or the first connection I should say, is connection one. And connection one is, dealing with our own personal talking, listening with God. So we are a person, one person, you, the I. And we relate to God. In some ways, this is the most primal connection of all. The your name is written in the book of life. So that connection habit is prayer, listening is Bible reading, repeatedly is, maybe we'll call it the habit of personal devotions. And now, I mentioned in the last presentation that as a minister, we want to constantly be reproducible. So a reproducible walk in evangelism is sharing the message of gospel and sharing your testimony of what helps you connect with God. So you can see how your personal testimony is absolutely essential. So connection one is you stand someday before God. And each of us have this truth. Each of us are born as an individual, and each of us die as an individual. In some ways, this is the most personal connection. It's the connection of soul. It's the connection of our essence. Connection one. And this is where the dream probably is the most pronounced, where we feel the pain of our sinful separation and the joy of our grace won redemption and connection to God. And it's here that we feed our soul. It's here when you're driving in the car, when the Holy Spirit puts a word in your heart, and you just start praying while you're driving. It's here when you open up the Word of God in devotions, and the Word speaks directly to your situation, and your relationship with God is enhanced. It's here, like, when you relate with others, you are changed as others help you, and we're going to talk about more connections where the others connect in the process. But in connection one, if someone is saved to a new life, ultimately, they themselves, you, yourself, your I is transformed, is born again. No one else can be born again for you, and you cannot be born again for somebody else. So connection one is you. And then the question in ministry is that how do you, in your personal life, grow in that connection one? And how do you help others do that as well? You know, we talk a lot here at Christian Leaders Institute about your testimony. And your testimony is vital. Because in a lot of ways, I don't know what you're going through, but if you open up your life, then I can relate, and maybe I can take that next step in my own personal life, and maybe I can trust the Lord more. Again, the devil wants to deceive, and people are deceived, but we all share a common dream. And in connection one, we all have that, you know, it says in Proverbs that each heart knows its own troubles. You know, and so in a sense, when we come to a relationship with God, it truly is first about connection one and how connection one functions. Now, what's really exciting is that that's not all. God did not set it up only in connection one, where all these individuals alone deal with God and deal with hope. No, He puts us in with other people. So let's call it connection two. And when you're married in the Lord, this is something that is precious. You know, talking the prayer part is praying with your spouse, or if you have maybe a friend that you can, you know, have just a encouraging connection with, or listening Bible study devotions with your spouse repeatedly, the habit of marriage or friendship devotions. And again, think always about being reproducible, sharing what you do in your marriage. Again, you're sharing the habit, not just how God has changed you. You're sharing the habit that helps others, you and others, and you and your spouse, that habit, sharing it with how they too could have that habit. And I want to point something out here that I think is vitally important. You know, what's reproducible? In some ways, habits are more reproducible than experiences. You know, your experience and my experience are very different. But habits, you know, we know that the windy path is around the Word of God at its essence, and we know it's in prayer at its essence. And how someone experiences that is very different. Now, even like in evangelism, over the years, as we have taken the connection style evangelism, you know, somebody you know, a couple may be having a marriage issue and they don't know what to do. And so what we'll do is we'll say, hey, we have a few verses. We just want you to read those verses at night before you, you know, go to bed for the night. And then pray together. And they're going like, what? I mean, we've been seeing a counselor and nothing's helping us. Oh, that's fine. You know, but if you want kind of a spiritual peace and have God maybe part of bringing you closer together, you know, just read these Bible verses and pray. Now, again, you're reproducing a habit there. And what we've seen is that couples that are struggling or not struggling, but actually do this, that habit, God often shows up. Now, we can't force that to happen, but it's on a windy path. If the Word of God is opened up and prayer is done, something may change. And somehow the two individuals with individual connections, something happens where then that habit of praying or reading the Bible with somebody else affects the soul, the heart. So the connection two strengthens connection one. In a lot of ways, this habit and connection one and connection two, and we're going to talk about connection habit three next, which is your family connection. I'm going ahead of myself. They form the home discipleship habits. But in connection two, which we're talking about right now, what we see is how God shows up as His Word is opened up and prayers are spoken. The Holy Spirit, the treasures of a relation with God, comes through this habit. Now, somebody would say, is the habit magic? No. What it is communication. God communicates, and you communicate with God, and you can communicate to God with someone else, and the Word of God can speak to a couple, and there's transformation that occurs. You know, and I always say, be careful on this one thing. Somebody may say, well, you know, if I do this, is it automatic? No. You know, it's not automatic. But God is relational. And God communicates to all of us. This is no formula. No, we found something nobody else has. This is the obvious, simple, relational way we all relate to one another. And God, who we're made in the image of God, so God communicates. The Father, Son, Holy Spirit communicate. You know, when Adam and Eve were created, they already had language. Language is already used in communication in the Godhead. Theologically, we reflect on that. So, you know, communication, language is core. You know, somebody may say, you know, I don't really know if I believe that Adam and Eve were that amazing. They just came from evolution and everything. I always say, like, look at their language. Already, they could speak and communicate. Humans need language to even survive. And that's communication. So, I find it interesting. So here we have connection two, but there's also, you know, a connection three. And I mentioned that this is a family connection. So connection one, personal life. Connection two, spouse if you're married. Connection three, if you have a family. And, you know, what's the habit? The talking is prayer, and prayer with family, and maybe it could be singing with family. We talked earlier about different ways to look at that. Bible study with family, devotions with family, doing a Bible reading plan with the family, repeatedly the habit of family devotions. And then understanding that reproducibility piece of that is vital, because as you share this with other people, you know, that's an important thing to have is, you know, what is it that's reproducible? Let me talk about that just a little bit. So, family is getting together. Now, it used to be when people were together in Christianity, they tied this family connection to devotions, family devotions, when they ate their dinners. So families would get together, they open up the Bible. It is really interesting, back in the 1999, I believe, Steve Elzey and I went to a conference put on by Lassane Institute in London, and it was all talking about Christianity in Europe and in the decline of Christianity. And it was interesting, there was a report that said almost in all traditions there was a family unit that read the Bible around dinner, or little habits. And they could see when the wars occurred, World War One, World War Two, that the decline of these habits occurred, and simultaneous to that decline, Christianity declined. So they were making the point that somehow the habits of the heart with God were being taken out of families. So families became like relationally illiterate with God. So when I grew up, we read the Bible almost every day. We prayed. When I raised my children, we read the Bible. We prayed. We memorized scripture. We sang songs. We studied the Word of God in our family. Now, is it a guarantee that they're all going to be believers? There are no guarantees, but we know this is a windy place, a windy path. You know, if you're looking for wind, you go to a place where there's a lot of wind. So go by the seaside and, you know, there's wind because there's no trees to stop that. You know, wind happens in certain places more than other places. Centering your life around the habits of the Word of God does not guarantee it will be windy. But if there's wind out there, you'll feel it there. And I think in seeing and believe and observed in ministry, it's so true. There are places that are windier than others. Around the Word of God in prayer, it's more windy than not. Whether it's connection one, connection two, or family devotions, connection three. So, you know, these home discipleship connections, if that report back in 1999 is true, in many Christian homes have fallen away. So what's happened is many people walk with their walk with God on some of the other connections that we're going to talk about in a little bit. And these first connections are more rare in their lives. And because they're rare in their lives, there's a spiritual illiteracy that is occurring. So as a minister, you see intentionally, okay, my goal here is to help spiritual literacy in the personal life, in marriages, in families return. So this is extremely important. You know, in a lot of ways, you know, we talk about reproducibility. No, that is ministry. How to reproduce a healthy, vibrant relationship in a person, how relationships in family, in God grow, all of those things become really vital. You know, next let's talk about the next connection. So connection one is your personal connection, talking, listening repeatedly. Connection two is if you're married or if you have a good friend and you can create like a little group. Connection three could be your biological family. Now, as you become empty nesters, my wife and I are now empty nesters. So for us, there's connection one, there's connection two. And connection three, the family will operate when we have holidays or when we have grandchildren over to our house and all of those things. But beyond that, those home discipleship connections, there's connection four. In connection four are small groups and friends. So often we hear about small groups right now. Talking is prayer with a small group, prayer requests, Bible studies, listening Bible study with small groups, repeatedly the habit, meeting twice a month, once a week, once a month, you know, reproducible walking that leads to evangelism, sharing what you do in your small group that helps you connect with others. You know, and that's that ministry piece, you know, how to encourage others within your small group to walk with God. Now, I find it so interesting. I'm in various Bible studies, you know, a lot of times with men's Bible studies. So I have a Friday morning one. I have a Thursday morning one. When I'm in Michigan, I have this one. And I'm in Florida, I have this one. And so we have, and it's interesting, if you look at what happens in these small groups, you'll see we open up the Word of God. So we're listening. And it's always fascinating to me when I watch the men open these, you know, the Bible, and we talk about these passages. So many times there'll be an introduction of like, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, you know, I need to, in that area, walk closer with the Lord. Oh, yes, this is a troublesome area. So we find accountability around the Word of God, and that's a beautiful habit. So you have some accountability. And then we have prayer. So there's prayer requests. You have talking, listening. You have repeatedly going on. And again, here could be a danger where my entire relationship with the Lord is in that small group. And it does not really support or reinforce my connections 1, 2, and 3. It is that connection. And that could be dangerous. So we always are thinking, you know, in terms of ministry, if we're leading a small group, you know, we're having this together. But never forget to constantly encourage connection 1, 2, and 3, as if connection 4 exists to support connection 1, 2, and 3. How amazing is that? You're a minister now. So, you know, one of the things you could do, interesting ministry things here. For instance, you could have like the 1 minute spiritual update of each person. Like, okay, George, what has God done? You've got 30 seconds, 1 minute. Okay, and you go around the room. What has God done in the last week? Is there a Bible verse? You know, maybe that's a thing you could do, is you could say, hey, we have our small group, and we have one assignment, and the people, what's the one assignment? Is bring back a Bible verse that spoke to you during the week so that you share it when you come back, all within 1 minute. Remember, you're being reproducible. Now, there are some people, you could actually have a small group that's only purpose is to give everybody 5 minutes of how their personal walks connect and how they can encourage one another in those personal walks. And I totally get that. So you could do small groups, but notice, if we're intentional about it, there is talking, listening repeatedly in a small group, but it could also keep encouraging the home discipleship connections. Now, the next connection is the connection with church. And let's call that connection 5. It's bigger. You know, in some ways, have you probably seen the pattern here? You know, things are starting from small, connection 1, and going to connection 5. Now, so you have connection 1 is personal, connection 2, you and your spouse or a friend if you're not married. Connection 3 is your family if you have one. Connection 4 is maybe a small group of some friends. And now let's talk about connection 5. So connection 5 is church. Now, what is happening at church? Well, it's a dialogue. There's prayer, it's singing, testimony, there's talking, there could be, in some traditions, tongues, there could be fasting going on through like the whole congregation, and, you know, and there's communion. You know, there's various ways. It's a more complicated occasion of talking, listening repeatedly. The listening, again, the Bible reading, the sermon, there could be a liturgy. There could be a word of knowledge in some traditions. And the habit is the weekly church services, you know, those come weekly church devotions, or that time when you get together as a people of faith. And again,
in evangelism, reproducible walk leading to evangelism, sharing what you do in your church service and how it helps connect you with God and others. You know, I think sometimes we lose track of that. You know, one of the most powerful things within a church is when people share just a little bit about what's going on in their personal life. You know, in terms of a minister who's preaching, what I recommend is you think about how, as you're preaching your message, that your walk with God subtly gets in your messages. So if someone's new, they can tie in right away. So there's this concept of reproducibility that we're constantly talking about, and to be careful that Christianity stays reproducible. Let me give an example. So as a minister, a lot of times, you know, the stories that we give are often the hard to reproduce stories, you know, where we share about a sister who has 1 hour of devotions every day, and all of us sort of like, wow, and that's really neat. But also remember to share how what 5 minutes of opening the word in prayer can do. If it's habitual, if it's regular and every day. So again, connection five, it exists not just to be an occasion for talking, listening corporately and individually with others, but it also supports the other connections. So I can see and envision churches where small group leaders are recognized, and the supporting walks that are happening in the church are talked about, all from a reproducible standpoint. I always was amazed by John Wesley and how John Wesley, when he set up the Methodist Church, you know, he gave tickets to those who had a demonstrated walk with God. And some people laughed at that. Oh, look at, he's giving tickets. He's recognizing people having a walk with God in their personal lives and so forth. But in some ways, that really was powerful in making the Methodist Church in the early 1800s expand all over the world. So we could be very intentional about being reproducible in our connection five. So that brings us next to connection six. So what's connection six? Well, connection six, let's just call that the kingdom. You know, Christianity, Christendom, all the denominations, the ministries that are all part of things, the opportunities to, you know, be a corporate, global, international body where we all help each other, even in our personal and local communities. And really, what is talking, you know, in a lot of ways, if as it relates to you right here, it's this whole preparation for ministry, where as you are praying, it is a walk, it is a study walk, it is a spiritual warfare walk. You know it's hard to be able to take time and do this, so you need the presence of the Lord and the power of the Holy Spirit. In the courses, as the Word of God is opened and as you are sharing insights about Scripture and creation and culture and all of those things, is a powerful thing to see how God is using all of these things. And it's repeatedly the habit of interacting with the broader Christian world. You know, we have a Christian Leaders Network, for instance, where students can talk to one another. We have websites, and we have conventions and conversations, and locally students have gathered together to encourage one another. Graduates have come together. Ordained leaders in the Christian Leaders Alliance have gathered together, and it's reproducible. How to help communities relate to God. But the point in all of this is it all supports people in their vital relationship with God. It supports churches. It supports small groups. It supports families and couples and individuals. In the end of the day, it's all about connecting to God. And, you know, your kingdom walk is the ministry intentional walk of learning, growing. It has issues of credibility there. There's, you know, what's theology? Theology is a good example of that. You know, theology is basically people who have special gifts of discernment, writing down, you know, how the Word of God specifically speaks on a subject. Okay, so you could read, for instance, the entire New Testament and see Father and see Son and see Holy Spirit, and it's hard to put that all together. So through the providence and Holy Spirit of God, the first 300 years, those things were talked about in the kingdom connection. And eventually, the Apostles' Creed was agreed upon, you know, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So that whole, you know, creed example is a kingdom connection. The statement of faith at Christian Leaders Ministries is a kingdom connection. How we as believers and professors and ministers and ordained ministers, we come around a kind of a, you know, North Star of how we understand stuff. That's a kingdom connection. Now, what's the whole point? The whole point is to support the earlier connections. So if we understand Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, when we pray, we understand that we can pray to God the Father, we can pray to Jesus Christ, and we can pray to the and through the Holy Spirit. So we, in a sense, the kingdom connection is supporting the earlier connections where we are connected to God. And we're intentional about this. So from a ministry reproducible standpoint, we're seeking to recruit others to be ministers. You know, if someone's led to the Lord, you know, we want them to start Christian Leaders Institute, to start studying, get connected to, you know, ministry training. And who knows, as the spontaneous spread of Christianity happens, as more leaders are built up. You know, Christian Leaders Institute, it's free ministry training. Well, who pays for the free ministry training? Well, that's a kingdom connection. As people tithe and give, now at a local church, you tithe in connection 5. You tithe to your local church. But in this movement of raising up more home discipleship leaders, more ministers, what this is, it's a connection 6 tithe, that we want this to be free. We don't want money to hold anybody back from the training. We want accessible, even on things that have some small fees, like, you know, the colleges, we want accessible. You know, right now, 92% of the world doesn't get access to a college degree, and that also includes a ministry degree. Well, we want to change that. So everything here has to be as reproducible as possible. So when you tithe to become a vision partner, you're on team with us in Connection 6 to raise up more leaders, ministers, who are thriving in a walk with God. So that's Connection 6. And there's one more connection to talk about, and that is the evangelism connection. Connection 7. Talking is really of your vocal witness and prayer for the unsaved. And listening is sharing scripture and, you know, sharing the gospel. Witnessing opportunities happen as you reproduce the practices of your connection. A transformed life is the foundation of your witness. A healthy spiritual DNA is passed on. So, you know, what is evangelism? So get this. There's two key issues here. One key issue is an evangelistic habit, the operating system. You know, get people talking about relationship. Another important piece is who you really are. And I believe people see it. Though it's very difficult to reproduce the relationship and all of its longevity and various experiences, man, people do see that the habit of talking, listening, staying close to God has changed you. And really, it's very endearing. It's very drawing to. And people, there's almost like a holy jealousy that occurs. Like, ooh, I want that. I want that joy. Tell me more. And it shifts a little bit of that to, you know, let me show you the path. Let me show you the walk. Well, I don't know if the walk is going to work for me. You know what? I don't know either, but God knows. So sharing a little bit and always knowing your own testimony and sharing that. So between the habit of sharing the word and teaching people how to pray, which is very reproducible, bringing someone to church. I mean, in a sense, inviting them to church, let them enter Connection 5. And the minister has prepared a message. There's worship. I mean, that's a windy place. And it's highly reproducible. You know, if you have a house church, bringing someone to a house church, highly reproducible. As you relate in a Bible study, you know, sharing the Word of God, getting on a Bible reading plan, finding a reproducible Bible reading plan. All of these things are highly reproducible, and we call that Connection 7. So each of us have an operating system that's very similar. It's relationship. And as we share our faith reproducibly in the ministry, we see that God works, the Holy Spirit transforms lives, and our own life is transformed as we stay close and we are self-aware of the connections. You know, so many things are being moved in a technological way right now. You know, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, you know, all of these new technological things. And somebody may say, you know, is this even going to work? I actually believe it will. In fact, if we're wise about it, we can embed these habits in our social media. We can embed the encouragements everywhere. So, because what's the whole point? Is to keep people on a path, to keep people on a walk where the Word of God in prayer and repeatedly starts functioning more vividly and more alive. So I wish you well as you reflect upon this and have these connections living and active and reproducible in your own life.